Wangarari Majinu, Paula Kruger, ABC Radio, Canberra Warraji.
So we know that there is an e-commerce boom. That's due to many factors. There's a digital disruption going on and also a pandemic. But how do you succeed with your business in this particular world? Well, founder of the Cooma-based women's wear business, Bird's Nest, Jane Kay, is one of several speakers at an online e-commerce summit this week. So she's built what began as a bricks and mortar outlet into an online retail success, employing 140 staff in regional Australia. And that's the expertise she's taking to that summit and sharing with you today. Jane Kay, welcome to Afternoons on ABC Radio Canberra.
Oh, thank you, Paula. Great to be here.
Jane, we've been talking this afternoon a lot about the things that you wanted to do as a kid. I guess with your business, you started off with a retail business. Was that your dream to have a shop and a bricks and mortar business?
Definitely fell into retail. I think I did grow up in a very business entrepreneurial family. The business was definitely discussed at the breakfast table from early on. So I always had, as a teenager, a super interest in business. I was always like, Mum, can I go down and, you know, sell cookies at the markets, or can I, you know, anything that was sort of entrepreneurial I was interested in. But no, it was an accident that I fell into retail, I think, but definitely a love affair now.
So you used to have a shop. How has the business changed?
Well, yes, I did. I headed off to the Big Smoke, and then I did, when I came back to a country town, was looking for what would be my career. In fact, it was so interesting. I actually was fascinated by the question you're talking with your listeners about today, is what do you want to do when you grow up? And I actually became a careers counsellor and thought I'd work in high school. But anyway, that's a whole other story. Yes, I did end up in a shop. I'd been in a corporate world in Sydney, and I'd been actually working. I was at uni when the internet just became mainstream, so we all got our first email addresses, you know, that 95, 96 period.
Yeah.
It was just so exciting. And I was like, wow, this internet thing is really going to change the world. It's going to change the way we learn, because we're at university then. You know, it's going to change the way we date. It's going to change the way we shop. It's certainly going to change the way we do business. So I was really fascinated by that, and I took that fascination to this little shop in a country town, which was a great way to start in the country town, because you get to know everyone in the main street, you know, when you move in. And then, wow, we've got this great business, and we've kind of grown it to what we could in this. Cooma's a great retail town, but we ran out of customers in the Snowy Mountains. So it was like, how do we expand? And we took it online in about 2008. So at that time, everyone now is saying, you've got to be online. You know, that's how you're going to be resilient, is to have that digital platform. But back in 2006, I started talking about this. Everyone was like, you're mad, Jane. No one's going to buy anything online.
Yes. So you would have been considered, an early, I guess, adapter as opposed to adopter in 2006. What was the scene like then?
Well, look, the scene in Australia was pretty low-key. I mean, I think David Jones had a go at it and pulled back. The department stores weren't really online. There was a couple of sort of forward-thinking franchises like your Sports Girls and things who were dabbling. But basically, you know, we took brands like really mainstream brands online in Australia, and they weren't online until sort of 5 years after that. But the inspiration for us was definitely looking overseas and going, wow, you know, the adoption, and it still is ahead of us in Europe and America at the time, was like, well, there's a trend happening here. Let's see if we can jump on it.
Was it an advantage to be jumping on board at that time, or was it difficult because there was so few businesses out there?
Well, look, I think definitely both. I mean, you know, there was a lot of luck, you know, just being in the right place at the right time, as the tide, you know, they talk about the tide rising and you're a boat on it. So, you know, more and more of our retail dollar has moved from a physical environment into an online environment, and we were positioned really well for that. But at the same time, we launched online when there was nothing, no technology to help you. So I remember Googling, how do I find a nerd? And
Did you find one?
Yes, I did. And he lived in Canberra with his parents, and he was in second year engineering at ANU. And he built our website from his garage in Canberra. It took him 2 years, and it's still the basis of a lot of what we have in the back end. And so, yeah, so there was no sort of, you know, there's lots of platforms out there now that you can literally plug and play, you know, and have an e-commerce store in a matter of hours or days. This took us 2 years. So that was harder. But then, you know, it's much busier online now. There's, you know, there's a lot more competition, and we've all realised that's where we need to be.
You're on Afternoons on ABC Radio Canberra, and you're hearing from the founder of Bird's Nest, which is based in Cooma, Jane Kay. And Jane is talking to an e-commerce summit. It's an online e-commerce summit. She'll be one of the guest speakers. So, Jane Kay, when you're talking to regional businesses about e-commerce, what is your advice on how to make the most of the boom in e-commerce and expand their businesses at this time?
It's just such a hopeful message at this time to, you know, it always was a great way for regional businesses to expand their market, because while it's beautiful to live here, our markets are smaller. There are less people that live in our regions, and especially in sort of some of the rural and remote areas. If you're a maker or a creator, how do you reach? How do you reach more people? And I was lucky enough to be on a panel with Grace Brennan on the SEC Summit, e-commerce summit, who's from Buy From The Bush. And so she's obviously been a huge part of taking a lot of, I think she's been working with over 350 different makers and regional businesses to take their story to a much broader market with incredible impact. A lot of these businesses are kind of micro businesses that didn't really have a digital presence before this and have now really, some of them, really some incredible stories about how they've did, you know, a year's worth of sales in one day and all those sorts of things. So I think the opportunity is absolutely there, and there is support, and there's really great tools out there, and you don't have to be a rocket scientist. So that's, you know, I always say it's my favourite quote, the kind of Charles Darwin theory of evolution. You know, it's not the smartest or the strongest. It's just we need to be adaptable little creatures to survive, and that's where we're at. And how lucky are we to get to live in this beautiful place and still access big markets.
Yeah. And you've mentioned the Buy From The Bush campaign. So it's a year in to that campaign. Is it still producing good sales for the businesses associated with it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I don't know if you follow their Instagram account.
Oh, yes, I do.
they really do get such great engagement. And I guess, you know, this is the time of year again where we're heating up to Christmas. And I think Christmas this year is going to be, it's really different, you know, and we're not sure what it's going to look like. And are we going to be able to be with our loved ones who are across borders? And so that sort of wanting to, you know, to give and in some way, I think we'll, and also we're just being so much more purposeful about how we're shopping now. And I think that's what Buy From The Bush has really given us as well, is looking at how we can make an investment in businesses that we really believe in their story, and we want to support sort of regional areas as well. I mean, at the moment, I feel like I want to support city businesses very much as well, because I feel like cities are the ones having it really tough at the moment.
It's been great catching up with you, Jane Kay, and just hearing your energy. It is very, especially because today
we've
been.
I talk too much. No,
you don't. That's why we kind of ask you on to have you talk to us, Jay. But you know, because we've been talking so much about uncertainty that you know, kids might be feeling at this time. You know, when they're thinking, oh, you know, it's such a disrupted workplace. So we don't know what the jobs are going to be, and they might be feeling anxious about that. What is your advice to young people? You've had so much advice for, you know, businesses in regional areas, but just more generally, Jane, what would be your advice to young people who might be feeling a little bit anxious about looking at what their career is going to be in the years ahead?
Well, look, I think I actually had this chat with a young person in our team only, you know, yesterday, who was really, you know, she was trying to decide about what she would study and would she make a mistake and what if that was the wrong path. And, you know, she's so passionate about what she does. And I just said, look, you know, that twinkle in your eye, no one's going to ignore that. You know, you are so employable and you've got such good resilience and other skills, and they're the things that are going to be super important. You know, we can throw you anywhere and you adapt. You know, and they're the skills that employers are going to continue to look for. And as much machine learning is going to happen, they're not going to be able to develop empathy and rapport like a human can. And so there's always going to be opportunities for people that follow their passions and you know, develop that inner confidence in themselves. So just finding out what you're passionate about and really developing that and having confidence in that.
Hey, Jane Kay, it looks like you managed to be a career counsellor after all. Covering all bases with us on Afternoons today. Thank you so much for joining us, Jane.
Cheers. Thanks, Paula.
That's founder of Bird's Nest in Cooma, Jane Kay, and she's speaking to an e-commerce summit. You're on Afternoons on ABC Radio Canberra with Paula Kruger.